Oh, damn. Got the jams.
This is going to be the intro. Hey, this is the intro for the podcast.
Here we go.
Today's intro. Yeah.
On today's episode of Tattooing Out Loud, I bring to you guys a special guest who is a father of one of my clients who was 100% against tattoos. If you're able to watch the video version of this podcast, you'll be able to see that he has not only a full sleeve, a hand tattoo, and we just continued onto his chest. So he's obviously had a change of heart. In his defense, he has a pretty good reason why he was so against them, from upbringing to his surroundings and my very own story on when I got my first tattoo. It was a very fun episode. I hope you guys enjoy it. On a side note, before we start the episode, make sure to like and subscribe to the video channel, and wherever you listen to your podcast, don't forget to follow the show so that you're able to stay up to date with notifications also whenever a new episode drops. As of now, it's every 2 weeks. Eventually, I'd like to do every week if my schedule allows it. We've had some amazing clients and have recorded a lot of episodes, from one-on-one with a psychic medium, a construction worker that has had 20 something jobs, a few people that are Hot Shots crew in the line of fire, musicians, producers, and more entrepreneurs. The amazing part is that they're all clients. You guys get a chance to meet some pretty awesome people through just conversation. On today's topic, I feel like a lot of people can relate to this. Maybe at one point you also had to sit down with a family member, introduce tattoos into the family, or start describing what your tattoos mean and change their mindset, change the point of view. Now let's hear from the father who his family jumped him into the tattoo club.
Like I was mentioning, you're part of the community. Yep, well, right. Now you are. First, you were anti, and now you're part of the tattoo club. Oh, what's your name?
Antonio Aguilar.
Antonio Aguilar. This is going to be like the interrogation room. Could you state your name? Tony, I've been tattooing your family members for how long, do you think? How long has it been?
About 10 years, maybe longer.
I started tattooing your son, Anthony, and your son, Ethan, and then from there, cousins and... Right?
My daughter.
Your daughter.
My wife.
Your wife. Your wife got a tattoo. But you, sir, you were against tattoos.
Oh, I was so against tattoos.
Tell us about your upbringing. Tell us about you just recently. Yeah. So we just got finished with a session on his chest. We did a piece on his right pec. He got into a conversation that he was running 15 with a low rider.
It was a 1981 Regal.
And he said it had hydraulics?
And had hydraulics graphics.
And you're 15 years 15. Old? How did you score that?
Well, I was in the game back in the days.
Oh, that
running the streets.
So you're doing construction or
straight construction?
The construction. That's
what, yep.
Okay, man. 15 with a Regal. Did you get any more lowriders after
that?
That
was back in the 90s.
The 90s.
That's when it was happening.
The early 90s.
With right? Easy E.
Oh, that. 6.5 Impala.
Yeah, it was crazy times, you know. But
yeah,
we made it here. Now we're getting tattoos. We were so against it. My parents are Mexican. Mexican culture is kind of rough.
That's your upbringing. So in the 90s, because you say you pretty much grew up, your mom was raising you guys, right? Because it was how many in the house? You, yourself?
Seven.
Seven. Seven?
Seven of us.
Damn.
It was seven of us. And it was rough, but, you know, we had to make it happen with mama. And, you know, she was a go-getter. Yeah. She made it happen.
I'm in the early 90s, especially exposed to the rough neighborhoods and that rough upbringing, that surrounding, you see tattoos very one-sided. You see tattoos as they only reflect. You see somebody with a tattoo as a ganguero.
Yeah, but that's how it was back in the days. That's a gangster. Anybody would see a tattoo, oh, that's a gangster.
Right.
So, and, you know, that's how we were brought up.
Yeah.
But now I see it more as art. There's a lot of art in it. It's not being a cholo or a gangbang.
But did you always see it that way? Because being against the tattoos, you kind of at one point you did tell them, hey, no tattoos. Did you ever tell them that, get a conversation with that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had a long conversation because it's on the Bible.
Right. Okay.
So you're not supposed to put ink on your body, but what's the right thing to do? We all sin. Well... That's part of life.
It was kind of like the teachings.
Yeah, so try to live life as comfortable as you can.
Yeah.
Because that's the way it is.
But so then, did you ever tell your kids, I guess I'm going to compare it to my upbringing, right? As long as you're under this roof, you're going to kind of go by our rules. Also, no tattoos. What about the piercings? Did you ever tell your kids?
Oh, yeah, I told them piercings, tattoos.
None of that.
None of that. None of that. And I was so against, and I was, my son's an MMA fighter, and I was against that. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
But I was a fighter myself, too, because I was always in the streets.
Right.
And I know that's either you win or you lose, but it's still not good to fight.
Yeah.
Because it's a problem, regardless if you lose it or win it. So that's just things in life that we talked about that I didn't want in my household. And now I got an MMA fighter in my house, pro MMA fighter, a cop,
yeah,
and doctor, future doctor. So it's life is changing so much. It's crazy.
That's insane.
And I have a tattoo. And I'm getting more tattoos. I was like, hey, man. Wow, it's life pretty, is that's changing.
So that's what I found pretty interesting is you came in here with no tattoos. You walked in here with the mindset that the generation of your kids are open to the tattoo. They're not only open to it, but they're also, they've been getting them. And when I don't know how that conversation came about. I wish I was there to hear the moment Anthony said, I want to get my rib tattoo. That was his first tattoos on his ribs. So that's how I met him. We trained together. We were doing a lot of like martial arts together. And one day he asked me, what do you do? Is I just kept it to myself. And I said, well, I'm a tattoo artist. We started talking. I showed him some of my work. And he said, if I ever get a tattoo, I'm going to come straight to you. And I kind of left it as is. I was just kind of, yeah, sure, whatever, man. Like I saw him because he fresh canvas, no ink, young kid, you know, and well, at the time, because he was still like, you know, building the record and things like that. Right. So then, we're like, all right, whatever, man. Hey, if you do, if you don't, it's all good, right? So and then he does contact me. He says, I'm ready for my tattoo. I think I know what I want. He sends me his ideas. It was a rib tattoo, and then he asked. I don't remember if he asked me, does the ribs hurt? But I do remember telling him, are you ready for that? Like the ribs, your first tattoo, because he wanted something solid, kind of thing. We then booked it, but I'm curious how he got either if he talked to you about it first or if he was gonna surprise you. How did that go? Do you remember that?
Yeah. No, he came one day and he just, he hid it from us for a while. And one day, I don't know what happened. I think he just took his shirt off and he totally forgot that he never told us.
Oh, man.
I'm like, what the hell do you have on your side of your ribs?
Did you stop him and you're like?
And he's all, oh, damn, Dad. I'm like, what do you mean, oh, damn? I just looked at it, I go, you know, it looks nice. It looks nice. Good job.
Did that sink in? As soon as you said, did it hit you, did it sink in that, like, hey, times are changing?
Yeah, it just hurt me, you know, because he should have came to me and like a father, like a friend, because I treat my kids like friends and father, you know?
Right.
Like, talk to me straight up. I'm cool.
Yeah.
Like, and he did it that way, so I was like, I was kind of hurt, but then it was like, okay, you know, I understand because I was kind of tough on it.
Right.
You know, so he's not going to come straight up. So I respect it, you know. So then now every time he comes, he's like, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go do this. I'm like, yeah, that's cool, Mio. Just
more transparent.
Yeah, just be straight up with me. I'm cool with it.
That's where I related because that's how, I was the same household. My dad was the same way. He basically told me piercings, tattoos, color your hair. Because I know he started seeing, you know, kids would do the frosted tips back in the day.
Yeah,
remember that?
When my kids were in wrestling, they tried to put that. I ain't gonna put that in your head, bro.
We're the same. That's why I relate. I relate to that 100%.
But that looks cool. That no,
he
I
wants to look like
shit.
Justin Timberlake. He wants to be. You know.
I ain't doing that. Even that right now, I just I can't do that. But I'm cool with whatever they decide on doing. They're adults now. They're all adults. So choose what you want in life.
Yeah.
But do it right. Do it right respectfully.
My dad has the same mentality as yours. He would tell me the same exact thing, right? The piercings, the tattoos. I hid my tattoo from my parents, and I got it. I was like 17. I was younger, 16, 17. I was younger when I got it, and it was some work I got here. It's, again, my surroundings. People I was around had the tattoos. I started getting curious. And so it's kind of like him being in the MMA field. A lot of us had tattoos in the gym, so I'm sure it kind of started striking his interest. And he probably saw inspiration and said, I think I want to get a tattoo. If we all had motorcycles in the gym, he'd probably want a motorcycle. You know what I mean? Kind of thing.
Y'all run with it.
Right. So I felt like that kind of happened. And in my instance, I was around it it was hard to get away from the tattoo, from not seeing a tattoo. So then it was one of my buddies, he had his deal, was doing tattoos. And he said, hey, my uncle's doing tattoos. Didn't know it was going to be in the hood. It was like a homie tat or us in there, bro. So I go in and I'm getting my first tattoo on this dude's bed. And I'm like holding my shirt, like gripping it. And you know how I found out for sure this guy was fresh out, pinta, man, old school pachuco style?
He had the pen and everything.
Because he said, do you have a pattern? And nobody really says that anymore. Nobody says pattern. Have you ever heard me say, hey, Tony, what pattern do you want to do? I never say that. I say, let me see your design. Let's check out your ideas, right? Yeah. But he's like, hey, what's the pattern? What kind of pattern do you want? And I showed him the idea, and he had the speed stick. He gets a speed stick across my chest, bro. Like, if he was going to try to put deodorant, man, he missed the mark. He just left a big old stripe. Pass.
Oh, dang.
And he put this chest piece, the start of it. And it was just like, you know, little designs. And at the time, again, we were trying to, I guess, get our, I was trying to get my start. I want to see what it was about, how it felt, and if I would even like it, if it was going to be a thing for me, right? I didn't know if I was going to be able to handle a tattoo. So I sit there, man, and I can't really remember the process because I was trying to zone out, zan out, whatever.
That was one of my big worries. That just
I was going to get to that. I was going to get to that because I'm curious. So I get this tattoo. The first one I got, I hit it. And you know how they found out? Similar story. I went to go. It was like a Saturday. I went to go mow the lawn, hottest day. And I was tired. I go inside. I was sweaty, and I had a white shirt on. And at the time, though, I had not only just had my chest done, I got stuff on my back. I was tired. I went inside. I fell asleep, and I completely forgot that I had a white shirt on and sweaty, so it's probably going to be transparent and see-through with the sweat.
Oh, damn.
My dad comes in the room after I wake up. He hears me kind of shuffling around, obviously, so I'm up. And then he comes. He tells me, quítate la camisa. Take off your shirt. And I was like, ¿por qué? You know, I was all sad. Like, why? I knew he caught me. I was like, shoot. He damn. Saw my tattoo. So I took it off, and there I am, full chest piece, back piece.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and
you
I was
loaded.
I was already I was already
what
in.
What are you going to do, Dad? Take it off?
Right? I was like, oh, no, he would have. Take me off that scraper real quick. You want the torch or the knife, right? Sons of Anarchy style. Know, but right? So, you know, their first initiative reaction was they scanned everything because they wanted to see. They were looking for the key things. The gangs, what was it? Yep. Is it this? Is it that? Is it negative? What stands out? And then one thing that they did realize and notice that it's nothing bad. It's like he says, art. I had a everything I did was a art inspired, and it was art. It was an art like a image of art. It wasn't nothing negative or something that marked from a certain place. No numbers, basically. Yeah. So kind of dropped it, but then they thought that was it. They said, okay, they thought this was gonna be it for me, and then little by little, they started seeing things creep up. From my sleeves.
All the sleeves start coming out.
And they're like, hey, when are you going to stop? My dad asked me, he's like, what's next? He used to tell me that, what's next? And oh, that hit. Because you know what he meant is like, you need to start telling me. And you're still under the roof and we're allowing it. But I knew exactly what that meant at the time. But, you know, so my parents, they asked me, one of the first questions they asked me when they saw that is, how did you sit through so much pain? And then as soon as I started saying, well, I don't know. I just, you know, I could tough it out. And then right away, my mom says, you got that from me. You know, it's like, not your dad.
They start fighting.
That's from me. So they start, you know, but it was funny because that, and so after I knew my tolerance, and then again, I got the piercings, and I had a septum piercing first, which is weird because a septum piercing, man, that's like Chicago Bulls status, you know, but that's because that's the only thing I could hide because, you know, I was the same thing. But he was like, no piercings, no tattoos. I don't want to see your hair color. It was, I wouldn't say it was my machismo, but it was some sort of tradition. That's how it was. You get your first tattoo. And now you know what it's about. Now you know what you're made of, right? Because you could see in the hot seat, you could see, hey, you could see, you know, hey, what's my tolerance? What's my threshold?
Yeah, you could feel some.
What did you
parts
did you think? Did you think you'd
like,
be able to like handle as much as you look at you now?
No, I never thought I could do this, but there's some parts right there that oh man.
After a while,
they make you want to run,
right?
But no, it's.
What was the first tattoo we did on you?
The sleeve right here.
So you went no holds barred. You went straight to a sleeve.
Straight to the Aztec.
You didn't even say.
And that's what I did. I did it for mainly for me and for my father.
Yeah.
Because we're Aztecs, you know. We're from the ranch.
Heritage from, culture.
That's just from the boonies, you know.
Yeah.
And that's just pretty much represents me and my family, you know? Like, that's
Because
where I'm from.
I don't think I ever asked you what it was for. I just figured, hey, we're Mexicans and we want Aztec work. Like, I'm just going straight to
Nice.
the profiling. But no, I didn't even ask you to say, hey, what does this mean to you? And that shows clearly you're trying to do the heritage and the
Yeah,
culture
'cause
and
he
the
would tell me stories of my grandpa.
right.
So my grandpa, he's one of those Indians of back in the days. I'm like, I, damn.
Like the
Yeah,
indigenous culture.
like, man, we got some people out there. We went out to the ranch and they're Indians.
Yeah.
Like, god damn, they're ugly ass people.
The
So
features
I'm
of
just, thank God I came out this way.
you're the founders. You're like
Stay over there.
stay over there.
Stay
Stay on
over
that
there. Stay
side. Hey,
over
we'll
there,
come
man.
to you.
I'm
That's
like, that's pretty
crazy.
messed up, but
Nah.
damn. Yeah,
Yeah.
there's some Indian people out there.
Yeah.
And that's the way, but that's where we come from, you know?
Right. The
The
Aztec
Aztec. Yeah.
culture and the have you heard that dialect? They speak the
Yeah, they have that
Apocalyptico. I've heard it once, and it was interesting to hear because you think it's a Spanish, but they start saying
Oh no, they
some
got
words
that
in it.
naka naka in there.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
what I was saying. Naka, nah.
Like knock knock
So yeah, that's something I started hearing that, and I was like, man, that's the roots.
Yeah, no, it's crazy, man. It's just, but we come a long ways.
Yeah,
Like
but
look at me now, I'm
yeah,
tatted.
back in the day, Tony. You'd be in the Aztec pyramid, the Mayans, right? You'd be in the let's say we go back in time and you're part of the one of the warriors. If you flinch or if you make a face, like you're a disgrace kind of thing, right? 'Cause you're basically getting Aztec tribal, and that's like the things that they would get to, hey, well, this guy won the last warrior challenges and we're gonna put this warrior ban on him, pop, 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 you know, and that was all the story, right? From that, where did we go? From your, because we did the top four, and was
We
it the
did the
full wraparound? I don't remember
no, we
what.
did the calendar.
Oh, the ca Aztec calendar. That's
Yeah,
right.
we did the calendar and we finished up the sleeve.
Yeah.
We kept going.
Look at
Got
that,
those
man. You
shells.
went f again. Nothing. You were against it. You transitioned into this modern age, modern time. And now you're in this, man. You're in the game. You're part of this community now, man. You're part of
The art.
the tattoos. So now, what was your family's from what? Yeah, that's what I want to know. I want to know what happens. They know this Tony. They have the persona of you because you said earlier, hey, you know, I don't want to say the most successful, but you did it. You did something
Yeah, so I.
within the family, and then they see with the tattoo, is that like pump the brakes or what do they do?
So my dad, so he's still against it, whatever. But I went over there and I go, Dad, I got something to show you. And I go, and he knows, like, when I say I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
So I never told him I was gonna get a tattoo. So I go to my dad's house. I take a 12 pack over there.
Break it easy.
Yeah, just here you go. Let's have some beers together. And then I just show him my arm, and I
Yeah.
already had the familia right here and the, you know, the Aztec. And I go, this represents you, Dad, and family. He's all, what the hell? ¿Qué es eso?
Right.
¿Qué es eso?
Yeah.
Es una azteca, Dad. What you are.
What you are. You're
And
trying
he's,
to praise him in a sense, huh?
yes. He's all,
You couldn't see it that way.
oh, estás bien loco. Estás bien loco. I'm like, it's, he's all, but. Then he's all, but it looks good. It looks good, Mio. I'm like, well, he's gonna have to stick with it. I go, I
Yeah.
can't take it off now. It's staying there for life.
Yeah.
He's all, ay, ay, ay. Ay, muchachos. Ay, muchachos.
After you, who
Yeah.
got out of your siblings? You're the first one to get a tattoo, or you had another.
My brother in prison.
Okay, well, yeah.
Yeah, so he
See,
got the prison test,
that's staple,
but
though.
he's in there. No,
Right.
he's always been into that,
Yeah.
so he knew that from him, but from me, he never thought I would do that
Yeah.
because I was against it. And then Anthony, my son, beat me
He
to
got
get a
his tattoo
tattoo.
first, that's right.
So he's the one that pretty much lured me in. He's like,
Yeah.
Dad, you should get one. And I was like looking into it and like checking it out. I'm like, damn, that thing looks pretty cool.
Do you start like
And
getting
so I
the
started looking up stuff and
it's
I'm like,
funny.
you know what? You know what? Yeah, and then I was looking at the warriors, the Aztec warriors, and then you came up with this one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, hell yeah,
Well,
that looks
I blended it.
badass.
I blended with
Yeah, that thing
what
is
references I remember we
epic.
did have references together, and you know where I got that from too was an old shield that I saw from the Aztec, like the because I started searching all these different like the war not armor that they had, but then I seen that they had this some sort of a crest on the shield, and they had that face there, and I just put things together, and a lot of that was freehand because I felt like it would fit your arm better, especially if we don't know how it's gonna, and we worked kind of reverse. So we went from bottom up. So we don't know how it's gonna.
How
I
it's
knew
gonna
no matter
go.
what we were gonna do, I would be able to blend it, but I still didn't we still didn't have a final idea. And we have that big old, look at that big old white patch right there in the inside of the arm.
Yeah, we still gotta do
That's
that.
the part you're, no corres,
Yeah,
way. Don't be scared.
the cougar, it's a black
That's gonna be
cougar.
the, yeah, it's a, it was it.
That cougar, oh, I don't
No,
wanna do that cougar.
you're trying to
Oh.
say that. I thought you were saying it's invisible ink. It's UV ink, right? The UV. If you play laser tag, it's there, right? It's the black light.
Like, oh man,
That's
he already did this part, but I haven't got this to this part right.
yeah. That's it's funny because a lot of people do say that for best for last, that inner arm, and so do you think your brothers, from you, I guess if you saw what connects with what, and you see your brothers like I don't know, he's in his own funk, and then he has a tattoo, and then you kind of relate to that, and you're like, that's why you had an image that tattoos were bad, or because you've seen only with
Well,
like.
that's what I was raised with, pretty much, you know, all gang and gang related tattoos, and I
Yeah.
never seen art.
Sure. Yeah, you didn't see the art. That's I guess you didn't see the art
It was
side of it.
just all
Right.
gang stuff,
Yeah.
either your last name or
Yeah.
counties or whatever it was, you know, representing. So I'd like, no, I was so against that stuff. I never was gonna bang,
Right.
you know.
No, you went in a
So
whole different direction and
I'd rather stick to art,
right.
you know. You get into different sides of the field sometimes, you know.
Inspiration and yeah.
So I just stick to art
I'm glad you're
and
on
I'm
this side
good.
of the field, 'cause man, I don't know if I let you in the shop if you're on that side of the field. No, I was kidding. I don't serve your kind, boy.
Like, no, we gotta go that way.
Yeah, I was like, go get that in
Gotta go
the
that guy just barely came out.
Oh man, at least you were able to come around in a sense, because here you are, your kids, you went from your kiddos not having nothing to now they are branching off into their own people. Young adults, they're getting into their career. They have it figured out and they're working towards it. So it's not like they're still stuck in, some sort of hole, and then getting the tattoos and be like,
Yeah,
hey,
no,
before you
they.
start doing that, you should at least figure out your life kind of thing. 'Cause I hear that talk a lot with, I should get parents in here. Of all the people I've tattooed, be like, let me talk to the parents now. How would they think? But I mean, this is one of those things that I felt, because coming from the same upbringing, what I surrounded myself around, whether it was worst of the worst, and then there's all sides of it, and then there's the what we saw,
Yeah,
and then
so they maintain themselves, you know, like
yeah.
they make their own money to pay for their stuff. So it's not like they're asking father and mother to pay for their tattoo. They have the money to pay for themselves. So they get to choose what they want of art. And they come in here and they already know what they want.
Yeah.
Like they just come in here and that I'm gonna get this. So they're already showing me. When I go, damn, Omar's gonna get some work. I'm like, he's gonna get some work done. And sure
it's
enough, it's like sometimes they're like 6 hour shots, you know, like
yeah.
damn.
Yeah,
I'm
we've put in
like,
sometimes.
so like, but you do good work, you
I
know.
appreciate that.
Yeah,
Yeah,
you do
it's and
good
I think you know
work.
what it is the art or the ideas you guys present is some stuff that I could just almost like take off, and it makes it very easier design process. You and your wife, you guys have been through it all, I would say too. You
Oh yeah.
guys went through your struggles, and then you've surpassed that, and you got to where you guys are at this moment, where you're like traveling. You guys are hitting every year's or whatever. It's like I almost want to ask you, hey, where are you guys going next? Like vacation, vacation. Like I love the fact that you guys have always had that vacation almost annually, and then you guys got your family, but you guys still make it happen. I think
So the
that's
past 4 or 5 years we've been traveling. So
what got that start? Like what made you guys want to just start traveling?
I think it was one of my primos. He's like, hey, you guys should try this out.
Oh, sure.
Like, try this out. It's pretty cheap and you guys are gonna have a hell of a good time. So sure enough, we just booked Cancun. the first time. We went to Cancun. It was like $800. 5 days. All inclusive. So we probably spent about $2,000. And, you know, little expenses here and there. But we had a blast. Like, everything's paid for, food, day and night, room service, 24-hour drinks. So, now last year, we went to Peru.
Yeah, I want to talk about Peru.
That was our last trip. We went to Peru, and it was a setup for my daughter because she got proposed in Machu Picchu.
Wow.
High elevation.
Her fiancé is from...
He's from Peru.
He's from Peru.
He's from Peru.
They're still living off the land, secluded.
Yeah, this is that culture, you know. They still keep living the same way that their parents live. And it just keeps going.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful place to be at. You know, it's amazing. So the first day we get there, we're already running late.
Uh-huh.
The plane couldn't land. You're in the middle of literally in the middle of mountains.
Yeah.
So he couldn't land. No, because there was a plane there.
Oh.
And there's one little strip.
Oh, shoot.
So we finally land. So the taxi's waiting for us. And we've got a caravan. There's 12 of us.
Dang.
And all our luggage.
These weren't deep.
So we get there. You're not supposed to run.
What?
Yeah, you're 12,000.
Oh, okay. 12, the elevation. That's right. Yeah, I get it.
So you lose breath. We're running the whole time. We are running.
Gassed out.
Quick, in minutes.
Dang, I didn't think about that.
So, puts him in a van. Then we jump out of that van because it was the wrong van.
With all your stuff in there?
With all our stuff.
Do you think part of it is because, like, the cognitive effect, in a sense?
Well, the guy's telling us to get in the van. So
sure. You're like, hey, I'm just following direction. Yeah, like, he tells me to go.
And then, oh, no, it's not this one, isn't it? Oh, my God. So, we're like, sick. And we're running late. To get to a train station.
Damn.
And we're literally speeding through the whole town of Cusco.
Jeez.
So we're just flying through the town. This guy literally paid the driver 200 pesos or soles. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Just to get us there. And you're talking about illegal stuff, like driving illegally. Like just flying stop signs left and right.
Taking out people maybe in...
So we finally get to the train station, get your stuff down, run.
Dang.
The train's honking. He's going to leave. There's 12 of us. We left the luggage behind. Then finally everybody comes like 2 minutes behind us with all the luggage. And they're carrying like 3 bags each.
Yeah, hustling.
So it was a mess. We get there. They waited for us. But they're ready to take off.
There's only one airport in a sense, right?
Yeah, one airport. Oh, yeah. One airport, and that's in Cusco.
So I'm imagining that means that you would have to take the train to travel to destination to wherever you're going
to
go, right?
To Machu Picchu.
To Machu Picchu. Because there's no such thing as a...
There's no cars. You can't drive over there.
It gets very... I guess it starts to regress as from society, how we live now. The more deeper you get in there, it's like your amenities and the things you're used to are going to be out the window.
Mountains.
Yeah,
you're going into the hills.
Becoming a mountain man.
Yeah, so sick. You get there and it's just old school, like, but it's something beautiful.
Something amazing. To experience, I bet.
Oh yeah, if that anybody could go there, I suggest you try and get that one of your books.
What's that culture? What are they known for? Like, you know how if you go to this place, you have to try this, you have to try that. They're living off of their old ways, like with their food.
Their food is amazing. No, they have restaurants everywhere.
Oh, okay.
And
so
this little town, but it's full of tourists. You got about 700 tourists a day there. That's all they could limit, like 700 a day.
It's the capacity of the area.
Yeah.
Like
so
you can't even, you know.
The train only could hold so much people.
Wow.
And then when you go up to the hill to Machu Picchu, they could only take so many.
Wow.
Because it's really respected. Like there's a lot of respect there in that hill for the culture.
Wow.
All traveled by train.
Okay.
Everything came
by train. I was wondering if there's like rivers and nothing like that, waterfalls.
There's waterfalls.
Okay.
There's waterfalls and there's rivers.
Okay.
But beautiful waterfalls, they're hot springs. We went to hot springs and to a pool. We went to a waterfall, took pictures in the waterfall.
So now Cancun to this, that's two different spectrums of lifestyles. You guys are used to all the resorts and all inclusive, and then you go to over here to, and you're just like,
Cancun's
hey.
more of a
Yeah,
party life, you
but isn't it
know.
crazy that the differences, and now you guys go to this, which is like
One
your
club.
one club for one nightclub for Tony.
Anthony went out one day
Oh.
to the nightclub. He
Uh-oh.
go, "Oh, Dad,
I
there's
danced with a
some."
llama. Oh, wow.
I'm
No,
like,
son, you walked into a
"Where
ritual. It wasn't a club.
we came to
Oh, Machu
Picchu?"
Picchu, man. What'd you expect?
Cancun is more of a party. You go on the coast whenever you
Yeah,
want,
right.
ocean. Machu Picchu, there's minimal stuff to do, and
But there still is a lot to do
there
because
you better be ready to hike
hike.
and be prepared with your body has to be prepared
Yeah.
because
Acclimation of the change of
you will get
climate.
sick.
Yeah.
You will get sick. My wife got sick for 3 days.
Elevation sickness?
Elevation.
Yeah.
Oh, she was down in bed
Oh, just sleep
three
it off.
days. She barely made it to Machu Picchu, to the
Dang.
proposal.
So the proposal, you guys all had to hike it, right? To get there? Because that's the, where was the location that he was going to do it?
So the bus takes you from the town, and it's like an hour drive up
Yeah.
the hill. Up the hill, and then from there you just walk. Everything got there by train. So there's no cars there, just those buses.
Yeah.
Besides that, no
Bike.
buses, no bikes,
No bikes.
no bikes, because everything's uphill and downhill, everything.
Yeah.
So it's hard.
Dang.
The terrain is really hard.
Yeah.
So if anybody goes out there, don't take high heels because it's not gonna work.
Yeah, it ain't gonna work.
And no, we just did the whole tour of Machu Picchu. It's beautiful. And then we talked to the tour guide. We gave him the ring, told him okay. And this really cool guy, really respectful people.
How do you plan it? Did you say, hold on to the ring? This is gonna.
This is gonna happen. And he's all okay. I got the nice area here. He like pretty much planned it. And
Yeah.
he told us like, whoever does propose here are blessed for life.
No way. So
Yeah,
there's like a
and
very sacred.
you feel energy when you get up in that hill.
That's wild.
It's crazy. It's
So it's like it's sacred grounds,
yes.
cultural. Imagine out there is sacred, almost like a temple, like surrounding of the area. Well, it's just a mountain though too, right?
It's a mountain. It's just a mountain, and it's ancient, you
Yeah.
know. It's ancient and
Was there
sacred.
little ruins?
Oh yeah, there's ruins everywhere
Wow.
and that whole mountain. So, and there's a mountain above that one that is maybe I'm gonna say about 2 miles higher,
Damn.
higher, and they walk it. So they say you have to sign off
Your life.
your life pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, and I go, "Well, how many people die up there? Or how many people have died? Four people die a year going up that mountain." And I go, "How many people has died this year?" He's all, "Nobody." I'm like, "Oh, I ain't gonna be the first one.
Yeah.
I
They're waiting
ain't
for
go
me. They're,
I'm not
that's,
going up
I'm
there.
not giving you my ticket. Hey, they're
I'm
saying,
cool right
yeah, I was like, oh, okay,
here."
it's a good view. The binoculars
The
on.
four people died
So
this
is
year.
that the pic? Anthony showed me a picture of a hilltop and there's a house. Is
Yeah,
that what?
that one's it. There's
How
still
do you, first of all, get any kind
civilization
of building
way up
material?
there,
That's crazy.
right? I'm like,
Dude, there's some
wow.
things out there is unexplained.
No, it
So
was like,
you guys didn't go that far, obviously. You guys stayed back. Is that the area where this all happened for the proposal or
yeah. So
yeah?
we just did the proposal and we did finish the
Nice
t
view,
yeah,
I'm assuming, right?
beautiful view,
Yeah.
beautiful. And then we just finished the tour, came back and just went all out right there in town.
Dang. How
So
did he do it though? Was there a moment where everybody just caught their
it
attention
was
or?
yeah, it was actually there's just tours, you know, there's a lot of tourists there.
Yeah.
And everybody's taking pictures, and it's really green area.
Huh.
And you see all the mountaintop, you know, all the ruins. So she just, he gets in one knee. He didn't even know. Let's take a picture. He was telling her, "Let's take a picture." She's all
So she was
kind of
looking this way
upset,
or
like, "Come on, let's take a picture."
oh,
"What are you doing?"
stressed out. Hey, he's got a lot on his mind. He's stressed out. He's
"Come
trying
on,
to
let's take a picture."
get the perfect
So he's like, "Come on, let's take a picture." And
yeah.
she's She's more conservative. Like, what do you mean?
Like, why are you being so
what?
pushy?
Yeah, all nervous.
That's funny.
So he just gets on one knee and just does it. And she just starts crying. Like, what are you doing?
What are you guys' reaction? He's like, he did like, it.
Oh, he's doing it. Dang. So it was 12 of us. And
all the tourists, pretty much all the people.
And then all the tourists that were there, and everybody was just like, yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, it was really, really, really amazing.
That's awesome, man. That's cool. That,
it was a cool experience.
First of all, that's cool. You guys all went together to be a part of that. We're down to do that. It's not like you're going to any kind of place that's well known, like for touristy things. Does he have family out there still, or?
Yeah. Yeah. He has his grandma and a couple aunts.
So you guys met up with them too, and
yeah,
yeah, that's
really
cool. Yeah,
we got to meet him. Man. We got to meet him.
So you get kind of knocked all kinds of things at once. You
yeah, so
visited this place.
He went a week before.
Yeah.
Before he could see his grandma and his grandpa.
Oh, okay.
He went to his hometown.
It's got to be humbling, huh, to see all that?
It was really, really nice.
Yeah.
The people over there are so amazing.
I can imagine.
Really nice people. Like, especially his family was super nice. They didn't know what to do with us. Like, well, we're so happy that you guys are here.
Yeah. Did you see any kind of tattoos in the people that lived there? Did it look noticeable at all?
Like I didn't.
No? That's curious. I wonder if that tribe would have their own markings. I'm sure
yeah,
there is.
Yeah.
But it would be interesting.
They did have a tribal in the middle, right when you walk into the town.
That you would looks like a tattoo design kind of thing?
Like a goddess kind of.
Okay.
So you pray to him. So, and it was a statue of that goddess, or I don't know how they...
Yeah.
To...
How they...
How yeah. they're...
Their practices.
Their practices
yeah,
with
yeah.
those kind of
It's interesting. People. Yeah.
So this is like a big warrior, you know, like
that's pretty
something
cool.
different. But it was really nice. Really nice picture.
That's awesome.
Or statue of him.
Yeah, the statue. The tattoo piece you got today. So it's tell me about the tattoo. Tell me about it, why you chose it. Obviously it's on your chest, but what is it that inspired you to get it?
So my daughter comes one day and she's like, hey dad, guess what? And I go, what happened, Mia? And she's all, I just did this hike and I didn't think I was gonna finish, but then I thought of you and I finished it.
Oh, okay.
And I finished it. There's that picture that it just, you know, I just go, you know what, it just clicked in my head.
Yeah,
I go, I want that, I want that tattooed on me.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna surprise her.
Was that kind of a random thought though? Because Anthony contacts me, he's like, you have an opening for that date, and he's like, my dad wants to get this tattoo. And I said, and it's funny because your wife mentioned earlier, like, wow, you got another tattoo. It's been 2 years,
yeah,
right?
Since yeah,
our last session, tattoo. And now you decided you're going to get another tattoo. You're in today. This is what you want to get. And then that's what I was like, was this just like a random thought, spontaneous? Was it like, hey, right? Like, how did you think of this?
Because
think of the transition. Do you went from this to like, now I want to get a scenic shot? And yeah. Which, I mean, I get it. The fact that it's your daughter, like now you can start getting something for everybody kind of sense. But I was like, did you just want to get it one day? How did
yeah,
that come
up? It just happened, you
yeah,
know, it just happened
cool.
and it just triggered,
right.
You know, it's just like when you know you want
it
something.
It spoke to you in a sense.
Yeah, right? Just, like, you have that feeling. It's like a gut feeling.
Yeah.
And it just hits. Just do it.
Right.
And now I still got to finish my arm.
Yeah. I like that you're about it though.
Like,
if anybody could take anything from that is that you took that initiative to just take the leap and get the tattoo, not just sit on it and just kind of or not be indecisive. And you're just like, no, that image, I need that on me, because you're saying it's not just art. This image, you're carrying it now. It has a lot of background because it's also your daughter. It's a hike. She thought of you. Inspiration behind it. Any plans for the next tattoo? What would be, or you just kind of wait, it hits you and you get it. How's your standpoint?
No, I have another plan already for my other sleeve.
Okay.
I want to do my other sleeve, and it's going to be the doves, and it's going to represent my kids.
That'd be, okay. So.
It's going to represent my kids and me watching my kids.
So how are you envisioning this? Where would you want to start it?
Like probably.
Like, where would you, what area would you start first?
I'm thinking in the bottom.
Okay.
Little doves, and then two big doves on top, mom and dad.
Okay.
And the three in the bottom. Everything I'm going to do on this side is all going to be family.
Yeah.
Represent my family. I want one with the doctor, the cop, and the nurse. And that's going to be my three kids.
Right.
So the two boys up top and my daughter in the bottom. Because they always been the ones that take care of the sister.
Yeah.
Because they always did that to her.
Right.
So that's pretty much, I got to kind of figure it out.
Start putting it together.
Yeah.
We'll get you back in here. And then now you kind of know what your threshold, what your pain tolerance is too. And the area does decide, right, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because I tell people, don't get the, sometimes some people don't know what it means to be heavy-handed, having a heavy-handed artist. And I say, well, if it's an area that's sensitive, it could just be that. Doesn't mean I'm heavy-handed. It's just your
it changes.
It just hurts, or the pressure that you feel is just the pressure that you have to apply. But I still try to stay as light as possible. I don't try to, you know, drill into the bone, you know.
Yeah, no.
But that's cool. I think that the transition of your arm and the stories to tell and what you have planned is going to be pretty awesome. But I see everybody before you come in. It's like everybody gets all their tattoos, and then here comes Tony. This is like our 2-year anniversary.
In.
Yeah, you sneak in. And then you'd be bounced. But no, I'm excited, man. Especially, I didn't know the plan. That's why I was like, we might as well just talk about the next tattoo. But yeah, that'd be cool to start that sometime soon.
Awesome. So they did a bet with Anthony that they were going to do butterflies. So I don't know what
That's
happened.
Why he got that.
Okay. I don't know what happened.
So he got the butterfly, like a death moth kind of thing with a skull in it.
No, it came out really nice.
I like the reflection.
It came out really nice.
Yeah, that was cool. That was a cool tattoo to do because we didn't really have a lot to work with. He already had something there, so I kind of had to work into that. But that was
a cool
tattoo.
It came out sweet.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sitting in with me and having this one-on-one chat, because this is some cool insight to talk about the culture, the transition, the shift of the way it was to how times are today, and, you know, the generations and point of views, you know, as far as our culture and our upbringing, our background. I have a lot of clients that they say, you know, the same similar stories. They just say, you know, my parents are not, I'm raised strict, traditional household, this, you know. It's funny because now the parents are getting in, like, you know, now the parents want, because they see it, like, okay, maybe it's not about that anymore, because now it's a, you know, it's not a game for just, you know, what we think the stigma behind the tattoos, it's changed. So I thought that was cool. I wanted to talk about it because you had some pretty awesome stories. And when I've tattooed you, we've had some stories that I wish we could backtrack, because
right?
we lost them, you know, and I didn't want to lose this. I knew today we had something to talk, and this was awesome. Your most recent trip and the fact that you guys are out there just seeing cultures. That's pretty.
Yeah, no, it's been amazing.
That's what I inspire a lot of people to go out there and see the world as much as you can, the best you can, even if it's somewhere like our backyard with the sequoias and the trees. And that was cool, man. I'm glad we were able to touch up on that little bit of a backstory, you know?
Yeah, no, it's been great. Every time we come out here, just...
And we're not done.
It's been a good time.
And we're not done.
Yeah, we're not done. We're going to have some more.
That's
right. We're going to have some more. We'll come back out and have a good time.
Absolutely, man. We'll see later on the next one, guys. This is Tattooing Out Loud podcast. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Tony, thank you again for joining in. And, yeah, we'll catch you on the next one.